this my personal limousine driver?
Yes, it is. I was going to say, I chatted with you a few weeks ago with Lauren. You were on with my morning show. You were in studio last July, and we're talking now. We're going to put you on the payroll soon.
I know, you better. No, it's so funny because I wanted to talk to you about an unrelated issue. I was way upstate in New York, so I tried calling in the day, yes, I think it was yesterday morning. And I think the guy that answered the phone didn't believe it was me. No, I said, no, tell Sean it's Rick. I said, what time does he normally get in? He's like, 10. I said, well, you know, tell him it's Rick, and I just wanted to chat with him. Mm-hmm. And he hung up.
I still remember doing an interview. They didn't tell me I was doing an interview with this artist. I think it was this band Chevelle. And I don't know his voice offhand. And so no one confirmed it with me. And he's like, yeah, it's so-and-so from Chevelle. And I'm like, we got the interview. I'm kind of walking through a car show right now. But, you know, I can definitely do the interview now. I'm like, sure. And, like, I'm, like, roaming on my phone. I'm like, all right, I'm not even sure what he does in the band. And I'm, like, doing
– Oh, no.
And I'm like, I love the band, but I don't know the members per se. And so I'm like, I'm winging it. And they were doing a show for us in a few months and everything. And it came off fine, but it was like, you never know. I said this to you years ago. I got punked by our former morning show with Phil because I didn't know it was him on the phone. And they brought me in to do this trivia against like the biggest Def Leppard fan. And the whole time it's Phil Collins.
Oh, man, it's a shame I didn't call him on April Fool's. I could have screwed with him big time.
Oh, man, but it's always a pleasure to have you on here, man. Pleasure you're coming back to AC tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm not that far away. I'm over in Greenwich at the moment, actually. I'm going to be seeing some family, and then I head over to your neck of the woods. Am I doing an in-person? Are you going to come to the gallery? Or what are you doing?
I'm going to try to make it over to the gallery tomorrow. It's depending on my schedule. I have some business over at another casino with Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains is doing a solo show. And I got some winners to take over there, but I'm going to try to swing everything.
That's funny. I did another interview a few days back, and the guy was going to be talking to Jerry Cantrell. I guess he's kind of following us around the country at the moment. But he's cool, man. He's you know what? I have a lot of respect for the guy. I've never met him. I don't think I have. I may have, you know, in the distant past. But if you see him, just give him my best.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's been a busy week, man. I saw the Eagles. I saw Judas Priest last night. I was watching Mammoth WVH and Dirty Honey. And yeah, it's been, I'm not as young as I used to be. All these late night concerts are taking its toll.
Oh, tell me about it. We're normally in bed by 9. It's
So, and you got to get back in shape for a tour. You're going to be up later.
Well, yeah, there is that. Yeah, I guess we're going to be starting sometime in June. I think the first show is in Atlanta.
Nice, nice. I saw your April Fool's joke this morning that you tried to pull on people. And then June 25th, I had to scroll down. I'm like, what is he talking about? I'm like, you know, and then the 25th, you're going to be in Philly, and I will definitely be at that show. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys back on stage.
Oh, cool. I look forward to that. Are we recording this or are we already live?
We're recording it. So, I'll be able to edit all up, make you sound good. Make me sound good.
Yeah, just make me sound half clever, you know?
Absolutely, man. So anyone that's not familiar with like your art showings and at Wentworth Galleries, and of course, the last few years you've been able to come to AC here at the Hard Rock. I know you have your Legend series. You work a lot with your charity. Just a little bit for people that are unaware what they can expect if they head on out to Wentworth.
Well, it's for everybody. I mean, the artwork is you know, it's pretty pricey, you know, some of the pieces, but there's always something for everybody. I really encourage people to come out and just say hello as well, you know, if they just want to come and see the art and come and say hello to me, that's perfectly fine.
I mean, I scroll through the artwork. Your Legend series is tremendous. I know you've recently done Eddie Van Halen. I've seen Freddie Mercury. And on a somber note, I don't know if you ever met him or not, but the passing of Taylor Hawkins of the Foo Fighters last week. He's a fellow drummer, so I'm sure it hits a little bit closer, and a fellow musician.
Yeah, I was really shocked. We actually rehearsed at the same place, so I've met him on many occasions. He was always one of those guys. He walked in and kind of lit up the room. He was always sort of bouncing around, you know. He just had a, you know, this air about him, and always a big smile and always a joke, or, you know what I mean? It was, it really did hit home. It's a huge loss, you know. So I don't have too much to say about it, other than I know he was loved by many, you know, and I really feel for his family and obviously, you know, the band and the fans. You know, it's a massive loss. It really is.
A wife and three kids. I mean, that's the biggest loss. Just so sudden, only 50 years old, so young. Wentworth Galleries, I did want to mention Atlantic City, 6 to 9. That is Saturday night. You're also going to be at King of Prussia, right outside of Philly, from 1 to 4 on Sunday as well. And then when do you start rehearsing for the stadium tour?
I think I start round about early May, May 7th, May 8th, something like that.
Obviously, you got some new music to rehearse. I think it was right after I talked to you and your wife. Kick was put out. And, man, what an infectious, catchy tune. Definitely has that throwback to the 70s glam sound. I was listening to it on the way into work, and every lyric is a hook. Like, there's not one part of that song that's, like, down. It's all hooky. It's just such a tremendous song.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the likes of Mark Bolan, T-Rex, you know, I don't think any of us would be. I don't think Def Leppard would exist. So it's really it's paying homage to that era. That's really what we grew up listening to. It's in our DNA. A song like Kick, really, you know, it could have been written back then.
Yeah. Diamond Star Halo is going to be out May 27th. Is that the kind of theme of the record? Is it all kind of like an ode to the 70s glam thing, or just Kick? And what can we expect from the new record?
It's actually really diverse. There are some songs that, yeah, they're firmly sort of paying homage to the 70s. But a lot of it is what people would kind of expect from Def Leppard. So there's something there for everybody.
What was it like recording this record? Were you doing it during the pandemic? Were you ever to be in the same room? Because I know Def Leppard, they're famous for taking a long time making records. What was it like doing this one during the state of the world?
It was all done remotely. Just people coming up with ideas and then sort of meshing them together, and really just file sharing and you know, just the idea that, you know, somebody would take the song as far as they could, and then somebody else would come up with another idea and take it further until we came up with things that we thought were finished.
Nice. Can you believe it? Going all the way back to On Through the Night or High and Dry, being in the studio and take after take after take, and now you can put a record together all remotely and piece it together?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are doing that these days. And there are a lot of websites that promote that, where, you know, people can upload things, you know, in a view to somebody else, you know, adding something to it, which I think is really healthy. You know, a lot of genres seem to be getting mashed together, and I think it's healthy for music. It's almost becoming one genre, you know what I mean?
So, and of course, you got the stadium tour kicking off in June. I don't know if it was you or if it was Joe I read an interview. This could go on for like 3 years?
Oh, God, I can't even think that far ahead. Let's see how the stadium tour goes, and then we can talk again.
Yeah, I mean, it's taken a couple of years for it to actually happen, so I guess, yeah, let's just get it off the ground. When you're on the road, do you bring canvas with you? Do you, you know, paint when you're on the road, or do you get ideas? What do you do with your downtime in between the shows?
It's more ideas, you know, sort of, again, using technology to come up with ideas, or if I'm in London, you know, I'm out there on the street trying to find really cool telephone boxes or double-decker buses, and just sort of just give myself little place savers where I can, you know, look at them when I get off the road and come back to them and go, okay, that could be a really cool idea for a painting. So it's all about sort of collecting just ideas to be revisited later.
Somebody asked this. I was talking with somebody that knew I was going to be chatting with you again. Joe, Phil, Viv, and Sav, any of your art in their house?
Actually, Joe's got, I think he's got one of my telephone boxes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's actually really nice that he showed interest in, in wanting a piece. So I was like, okay, let's choose one that's right for you, you know?
I think on the Yeah record, didn't he do, like, the recreation of the picture in the telephone booth?
Yeah, and I did something similar where it was, the Ziggy Stardust cover where Bowie's standing next to the telephone box outside the back of the club. It kind of conjured up that sort of feeling. You know, I started putting imagery inside the telephone box, and that worked really well. And I think for the people that remember Bowie in sort of the earlier days, it conjured up the right kind of feeling for them. So it wasn't exactly, which I didn't want it to be. It just needed to hint toward the feeling of the album cover.
Wentworth Galleries AC tomorrow, 6 to 9, King of Prussia right outside of Philly, 1 to 4 on Sunday. The last time I chatted with you, you were doing those little shows with Lauren. How did they go?
Actually, really good. I felt really proud. I'm very proud of Lauren. She was a trooper. The shows went great. We filled every room, and her band was great. Yeah, we're just looking forward to doing more shows.
I love when I see other members in the band or the band, like, you know, playing somebody else and doing some other projects and stuff. One of my favorite things, and I see it rerun all the time, is when you were in Vegas and you got to jam Bad Motor Scooter with Sammy Hagar. It was so good. It was just a fun performance.
That was awesome. And I was really kind of nervous. That song's really... Denny Carmassi was a fantastic drummer. I spent quite a bit of time, trying to perfect that song, playing it with one arm. And it actually turned out really good. I listened to the recording soon after we did it, and I thought it was great. And Sammy's wonderful. You know, he was the guy that gave us our first break. We actually opened up for Sammy Hagar before we even came to America. I think 1979, we did four shows with him. Fair play to Sammy Hagar. He gave us our first break.
That's awesome, man. And his voice is just like timeless and ageless. And he doesn't age. It must be all the tequila.
Oh, God, I know. I know. And then I just got a text from Jason Bonham. Yeah. He was just checking in with me the other day. He's a sweetheart. Sadly, I didn't get to meet his dad. But Jason, he's been a real... You know, a real friend for many years. I met him back in, I think, 1979, 1980. Just stayed friends ever since.
That's awesome. Yeah, Sammy and The Circle, they were just here in Atlantic City a couple weeks ago putting on a fun show. Well, Rick, I'm going to let you go. You said you have some family to visit. We're going to see you in Atlantic City tomorrow. We'll see you in PA on Sunday. As I tell you, the phone is always open. The door is always open. I can't wait to talk to the guy on before me when I see him next week that he hung up on Rick Allen.
Oh, don't do that.
He would do it. He would do it to me. So I'm going to do it to him. So all the best, man. Yeah. Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow. If not, June 25th, Philadelphia. I will definitely be at Citizens Bank Park for the stadium tour. Always a pleasure, man. And if you end up on the radio in the next couple months, we're definitely putting you on the payroll.
That sounds fantastic, man. I look forward to it. Thank you very much.